Forward Industries adds 508K SOL in Q3, total near 7 million. Forward Industries has added another 508,618 SOL to its Solana treasury. During the third quarter, according to a CoinMarketCap post citing the company's disclosure, the purchases combined with staking rewards lifted the firm's total holdings towards 7 million SOL. At the token's price of $75.79 as of August 14, 2026, that stack is worth well over $500 million. The move continues one of the more aggressive corporate accumulation programs tied to a single non-Bitcoin asset. Rather than diversify across majors, Forward Industries has concentrated its balance sheet on Solana and paired the buying with on-chain staking, so the position earns yield instead of sitting static in a cold wallet. A treasury built to compound, not just hold. The detail worth flagging is the staking component. Most corporate crypto treasuries, from Bitcoin-heavy names down, hold their assets passively. Forward Industries is doing something different by putting its SOL to work on the network. Stake Solana currently pays a mid-single-digit annual yield, which means part of that 508,618 SOL figure came not from open market buys, but from rewards the existing stack generated. That structure changes the math. A passive holder is a pure bet on price. A staking treasury earns a token-denominated return on top of the price bet, which slowly grows the SOL count even in flat markets. It also ties the company's fortunes to Solana's network health, since staking rewards depend on validators staying online and the chain-producing blocks. The network's reliability record is not spotless. A validator outage in August knocked 102 of 699 nodes offline earlier this month, a reminder that staked positions carry operational risk alongside price risk. The accumulation lands in a soft market. The timing is notable because the buying is happening while sentiment is cautious. SOL is down 0.5% over 24 hours and changed little on the week's early sessions, though it holds a 4.3% gain over the trailing 7 days. As of August 14th, the broader tape is heavier. Bitcoin sits at 63,272, down 0.9%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 37, squarely in fear territory. Accumulating into fear is a deliberate posture. Companies running a treasury strategy generally frame dips as entry points, and a reading of 37 gives them cover to keep buying without chasing a rally. The risk cuts both ways. Concentration in one asset magnifies drawdowns, and a single token treasury has no cushion if Solana underperforms the rest of the market for an extended stretch. Forward Industries has effectively told shareholders its balance sheet is a leveraged view on Solana's long-term adoption. Corporate Solana bets are multiplying. Forward Industries is not alone in treating Solana as a treasury reserve asset. The trend has widened over 2026 as more firms look past Bitcoin for corporate crypto exposure, and product infrastructure has followed. Bitwise, for one, has been exploring a tokenized version of its Solana staking ETF with Superstate, a sign that institutional demand for staked SOL exposure is deepening beyond direct treasury purchases. For the wider ecosystem, sustained corporate buying tightens available supply and adds a slow, price-insensitive bid to the market. That is a supportive backdrop for Solana native payment and spending products, which depend on network usage and liquidity. Solana rails are increasingly showing up in mainstream finance plumbing, from MoneyGram routing its cash on-ramp through Solana to a growing set of cards that let users stake and spend from the same balance. The more capital that anchors to the chain, the stronger the case for that consumer layer. None of this guarantees the trade works. A staking-heavy treasury still lives or dies by SOL's price, and a concentrated position amplifies both the upside and the pain. The 508,618 SOL edition tells you where Forward Industries has placed its conviction. The market will decide whether the timing was early or well-judged.